This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Wednesday, February 1st. This is Elena Neal Sachs with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Oregon tenants could soon get more time to pay their rent or find a new place to live when facing eviction. If it becomes law, Oregon Senate Bill 799 would bring back a series of rules for landlords that went into effect early in the pandemic. The bill would give tenants a 60-day safe harbor period, which would prevent landlords from evicting a tenant while they have a rental assistance application pending. It would also extend the eviction notice timeline from 3 to 10 days and require landlords to accept payment after the notice has expired. The bill would bring welcome relief for renters, many of whom have already faced mounting challenges in 2023. The state rent control law set the maximum rent increase at 14.6% this year, a significant hike for many renters. And even finding housing may be unfeasible. The state is currently short by over 100,000 housing units. Since October, when the last of the pandemic-era rules limiting evictions expired, there have been over 2,100 eviction filings per month on average statewide, according to the Oregon Law Center. To put things in perspective, that's a 43% increase from before the pandemic. Opposition to the bill comes mainly from landlord groups, but supporters say reducing evictions is a crucial step toward addressing the state's homelessness crisis. Speaking of housing and homelessness, Governor Tina Kotek wants to tap Oregon's savings accounts to pay for new initiatives to address the state's housing shortage and homelessness crisis, as well as behavioral health care needs and poor education outcomes. She also wants the state to issue $770 million in debt to help build affordable homes for renters and new homeowners. Increasing access to housing has long been a top priority for the governor, who served as State House Speaker for 9 years. Kotek's ambitious proposal, unveiled Tuesday, comes as state economists predict Oregon could enter a mild recession this year. The budget plan also calls for the creation of a new housing production and accountability office that would focus on working with cities, counties, and private developers to speed up housing production. The birth center at Legacy Mount Hood Medical Center in Gresham, where 700 babies were born last year, will close on March 17th. It's a blow to East Multnomah County families and the latest sign of the challenging financial landscape confronting hospitals as they emerge from the pandemic. After the closing date, patients will be redirected to Randall Children's Hospital at Legacy Emmanuel in North Portland. The two hospitals are almost 17 miles apart, which on a busy day can take at least 30 minutes by car. Like most other hospital chains in Oregon, Legacy is suffering financially due to a staffing shortage. Too few nurses statewide mean nursing homes can't provide enough staffed beds, forcing hospitals to house some patients for much longer than expected. As a result, hospitals are looking to cut costs. The Mount Hood Birth Center delivered fewer newborns than Legacy's 5 other birth centers in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and in turn, it's become one of the first to face cuts. But it likely won't be the last. It started as a collection of advice columns and was then adapted for the stage. Now, Portland-based author Cheryl Strayed's Tiny Beautiful Things is coming to Hulu as a TV series. The series was created and executive produced by Liz Tegelaar. Strayed, Reese Witherspoon, and Laura Dern are also EPs. Witherspoon and Dern previously starred in the movie version of Strayed's best-selling memoir, Wild. The series doesn't mirror Strayed's life exactly, but it does include details that will be familiar to those who read or watched Wild. Tiny Beautiful Things will begin streaming as a limited series on Hulu on April 7th. There will be 8 episodes, each a half hour long. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.